So I haven't told all the stories from vacation. I told you a couple of them, as in when I went home. We always find a new way that my parents have been cheap. Like it was a couple years ago that I discovered that they hadn't been buying regular trash bags. They'd been using the trash bags, like the grocery bags from Smith's.
The little ones, yeah.
The little ones. And they've been, like, so they take out the trash like three times a day. Unbelievable. most recently found out as we sat down at the kitchen table after the flight, like for a little bit of, like for a tiny snack before going to bed, they had been saving napkins. As in, hey, I got up to gather the what were dirty, crumpled napkins on the table to throw them away so I could get clean napkins for my wife and I. And my father went, Todd, don't do that. Todd, we're saving the napkins. They had been used, and my parents were saving. This isn't penny pinching. This
right.
That's beyond.
These were not just like extra napkins that they had left over from something that they were hanging on to. These were used napkins.
Well, that's used. It. They were extra napkins that they were saving.
But right, but they had been used to, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That's the whole point.
More than once. I asked them how long had they been there, and they sort of shrugged.
I don't know, Todd.
Those napkins could have been there for 2 weeks.
I don't know, Todd. Just use the napkin.
This one, it relates to cheap, and it's also just weird. But my father, who's 82, he stays in shape by swimming. And he swims every morning.
Good for
him. We're at the beach. Nice. They had like a little rec center there, and so he went swimming. And he comes back, and he's in a towel. And he kind of went to the bedroom real quick. And he came out and he told us the story. My swimsuit disintegrated.
Oh. He had a wardrobe malfunction.
Yes. And it is because the Speedo bathing suit.
Oh, gosh.
The Speedo bathing suit that my 82-year-old father had been wearing to swim had disintegrated. Thankfully, it wasn't in the pool. It was when he was showering afterwards. He turned on the shower and the pressure from the shower ripped the Speedo off him because he had been wearing it for so long. I do not have prior knowledge of the Speedo, but it must have had holes in it for it to disintegrate from the pressure of the shower.
Wow.
Oh my
this
gosh.
Speedo might be as old as you, Todd.
It's quite possible.
Disintegrated.
And
that
just the
kills
image.
Me.
He showed us the tattered Speedo, and I honestly couldn't tell. It sort of looked a little baggy. I don't know if sweet Speedo makes swimsuits that are less banana hammocky than the regular ones that we think of, or that perhaps it had just become looser over time.
Oh my gosh! I love that it disintegrated.
He must have had it. I don't know the shelf life of a Speedo, but 10 years.
What is your reaction to that? I mean, is that what you question him at all? Like when he tells you something like this, or
my brother and I looked at each other. And we just shook our heads, and you know, it sort of made sense with him not wanting to buy a new Speedo or have a backup swimsuit or whatnot. But
I don't know. I can't appreciate the cheapness, but I gotta say, your dad being 82 and rocking a Speedo—that's badass.
That is badass.
No,
but
it's
not. When it's so close to disintegrating.
It's not. Look, it's not like he's shaving seconds off his time with the Speedo.
Right.
I mean, he swims at the pace of an injured sea turtle. Positive. He's 82 years old. Phelps is in no danger of any of his records being broken, Speedo or no. For dad, a little bit of drag with the trunks is worth it for the social acceptance of an 82-year-old man.
Think of the other people at the rec center.
I know, it's shocking. Okay. So my parents are cheap.
Oh my gosh, that kills me.